It is our great pleasure to welcome to the program. We're here at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. It wouldn't be the same if we didn't see Sister Rita Mary Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, it's good of you to stop by, and I think this is a very interesting subject and one we don't spend enough time talking about. And there's a National Donor Sabbath and a ceremony that's going to be held on November 9th right here at the hospital, 10 a.m. in the lobby. What's the purpose behind this?
The purpose is twofold. Number one, just to make awareness about the fact that we need more donors and that 300 people in the state of Illinois die every year waiting for organs. And so that's the first purpose. The second purpose really is to honor donors and recipients. So we are having a little service, and we have approximately 12 individuals coming. They are either recipients or donors, or someone they loved is coming, and they will each light a candle and say who they are honoring. And it's just time to reflect. This happens 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Sure.
It's a national celebration. It's all faiths. And we have a number of individuals. This is not a Catholic service. We have other individuals who are coming.
Absolutely.
Of different faith traditions to share their story. And we are passionate about organ and tissue transplant, and it's just one more opportunity to raise awareness.
It certainly is. And there are some questions I think people might have, like about religion. All major religions support donation as a final act of compassion and generosity, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. There's also an importance for every community to donate, because although you can take organs from one ethnicity to another, studies show that it's better if it goes person to person, correct? I mean, so we need everyone of all persuasions to become donors.
That's correct. This is a very complex issue, and there are some genetic issues that make it more difficult for people of different races to donate to someone of another race. And so right now we have a great need for individuals and some of our minorities to donate. And some people have false ideas about donation, and we're just trying to educate individuals, number one, about the need, number two, about the fact that it's something all of us can do. You know, just sign up to be a donor. It's on your license, your driver's license, and if we can save someone's life.
Yeah, and unfortunately, most people don't want to have thoughts about that, right? I mean, but that's when you need to do it, because it's too late once something happens.
That's correct.
And so I'm not to say you should be blasé about making a decision like this, but now is the time, when you're healthy, to make that decision.
And the Secretary of State just passed, there's legislation now that 16 and 17-year-olds can sign up to be donors. They need parental approval, of course, but that has added thousands to our donor pool.
All right, so we're talking about organs, eyes, tissues, and they do ask you that question when you get your driver's license or you get it renewed. And please take a minute to think about that, because registering doesn't change your patient care, right? I mean, it doesn't impact you at all.
Absolutely not. Sometimes people feel that if they are a donor, that they're not going to get the help they need at their end of life, that we're just going to let them die so that we can get their organs. That's completely not true, because the caretakers don't know that they're a donor. A gift of life comes in and at that time and talks with the families at the time of death.
Sure. And also, if you need an organ, social status, financial status, none of that matters either.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, you guys do such an amazing job here. Right on your wall, it says respect, care, competence, and joy.
That's correct.
Your core values are up there for everyone to see when they come in. Sister, it's great seeing you this morning.
Thank you for sharing. It's good to see you, Brian.
10 a.m. On November 9th right here in the hospital
lobby. Right here in the lobby. Everyone's welcome to come.
Okay. Thank you, Sister. Have a great day.
Thank you, Brian.